We're checking in with the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth Bryant is with Communications and Marketing. She comes here on Palmetto Mornings and she gives us the latest headlines when it comes to Lancaster schools. And good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, that spring break is getting closer and closer.
We're almost there.
Everyone's excited
about it. Now it's going to warm up for today and tomorrow.
I know. But don't worry, it'll be cold.
Don't say that.
It will be cold for sure. But yeah, spring break is fast approaching. And I think everyone really enjoys spring break, even though we just had an intercession in February where we had a week off. But, you know, going nonstop for 2 months, you do need a chance to slow down and recharge your battery. So that is fast approaching for a lot of the schools here in our listening area, including the state of South Carolina. Elizabeth, do we have a superintendent yet?
We do not have a superintendent yet. We are very close, I think, to everything. We had a meet and greet of the four finalists on Monday night, and those finalists include Dr. Tanya Campbell, Dr. Marty Connor, Dr. Ricky Edmond, and Dr. Norris Williams. And so they had an opportunity to speak with the community, and the board is continuing on with the process with final interviews. And so hopefully we'll have some results pretty soon and be able to announce who our next superintendent is.
We're just going to look at Lancaster County and look for white smoke. When they name a pope.
It's like the pope.
When they name a pope, if we see white smoke coming from the Lancaster School District.
We know we got them.
Office. We know we've got a superintendent. That's exactly how you should make that announcement. Go back and tell them.
Let me see if there's any funds available. Yeah.
We workshopped it for you.
Tell them. You have a great idea. Well, congratulations to those four finalists. Glad they had an opportunity to interact with the community. The community got a chance, I assume, to hear.
Ask questions.
And to see kind of where their visions lie with the future of Lancaster School District. You've got four schools, really four communities, right? You got Indianland, Andrew Jackson, Lancaster, and Buford. So you've got, you know, a wide, diverse population from the panhandle all the way down to the southern part. So it is an interesting job for sure. And good luck to whoever gets the job, and we'll be on the lookout. Of course, when the news is made, we'll bring it to you right here on WRHI and Palmetto Mornings and CN2.
And then we can't wait to have them in and talk to them face to face. So we're excited.
It's part of the gig, right? Yeah, Did you tell them once your name?
No, then... I like to surprise people.
That's it. You're going on the road.
They keep it a secret for sure. All right. Beyond that, Elizabeth, we're going to spend some time celebrating the students that are in the arts community within Lancaster schools, because this is Youth Art Month.
Yes. Thank you for saying that for me. I stumble over that. So we kicked it off really in February with the preparation for our banner project, where we partner up with Bob Doster's Backstreet Studio and also the Lancaster County Council of the Arts. And so this year's theme was Garden of Time Travel. Oh. And so the banners are up on Main Street. We also have the cubes outside of the Arts Council are finished, and it just looks really good, really vibrant art. It was neat. I had another meeting, had an opportunity to see some of the students while they were doing their painting, have some conversation with them. It's really a neat experience.
So these banners are designed by students in the Lancaster County School District, and they're displayed on Main Street in Lancaster.
Yes. So they have little, they're the kind that hang on like the light post on the Main Street. And then there's these two cubes outside of our Arts Council, and they're covered.
That's really cool. So and what really a great experience to be able to work with Bob Doster. Yes. Like we've had the opportunity to interview him many times, and he is so talented and such a wealth of knowledge and information. So for those kids to be able to work with them too is pretty cool.
And just as a student, to have your art displayed for everyone to see on Main Street in Lancaster is really cool. So congratulations to them. That has been a very successful program, we know, for many years for the Lancaster County School District.
Also, two of our schools have received new murals. And so A.R. Rucker Middle School and South Middle School both have recent murals that have been painted. The students helped design those, and they actually got to do work with the artist to do some of the painting. And so that was an exciting experience, too.
Are those murals inside the school?
They are. They're inside the school
really buildings. Way to go to that.
Yeah, okay. It's really neat. And then one of the main or most recent things that's actually ongoing is the concert performance assessment in our district. And as of yesterday, or I guess that would be, no, as of, yes, as of yesterday, we have had a lot of really good ratings. So I'm going to read these off. Andrew Jackson Middle School had a 7th grade and an 8th grade group. Their 7th grade has an excellent. The 8th grade group rated superior. Buford Middle School had a superior. Indianland Middle 7th grade had a superior. AJ High with an excellent. Lancaster High with an excellent. Indianland Symphonic Band superior with distinction, and Indianland Wind Ensemble superior with distinction. And we still have three schools yet to perform on the 26th, which is today. And right?
Yes.
Yes. And so we're anxiously awaiting those results. And that South Middle School, Indianland Middle School's 8th grade, and Buford High School. So I can't wait to find out how they do, how well they do.
So who comes in to to judge them? Like, is
that's
it like a panel
question.
Of people?
Yes, it is a panel. I
from
do
the
know
state,
that.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's really
so. That's really exciting. And then we also, with more arts to talk about, our Indianland High School's winter percussion has had a first place. They actually have had three first place wins for winter percussion, and they're going to perform on Saturday, April 4th at the Winthrop Coliseum in the CWEA Percussion Championship. So we're excited after their three first places to see, you know, how they
Holy
do.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So this is similar to what we see at halftime at high school football games, but this is indoors.
Yes.
And more
and
percussion.
And just percussion.
Percussion,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really interesting. We've had a chance to, again, see that with our own eyes and cover that competition at Winthrop. It is huge.
And it's really cool because a lot of people don't realize that percussion is not just the drums, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it's the triangle, it's the xylophone, it's the piano, it's the keyboard, it's all of that. And it's really spot on. I mean, some of these groups are amazing.
They've got great costumes, something you would see on Broadway, and they have special effects sometimes. I mean, I'm like, how did they pull that off?
Yes.
One of them was like a Phantom of the Opera, and they did like a Phantom switcheroo, and I was like, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. These are high school kids doing that while playing an instrument or doing something else. I don't know. It's really cool. So congratulations to them.
And I think what's also so great is that, you know, not all kids excel academically and not all kids excel athletically, but the arts is just another place that kids can get so plugged in. And that I was one of those kids. I was one of those musical theater kids and had a brother who went to college on a percussion scholarship. And so music was such a big, and the arts are such a big part of our family. And I just think it's so cool that they are also getting recognized. And, you know, it's a huge part of what our schools are and make them so great. So kudos to y'all.
I think it's nice to see such a diverse participation and success because one of the things, we do have an arts focused school in our district. And however, one of the things that's been coming up over the years is we want those arts to be equally accessible everywhere to that same quality. And we're seeing that time and time again. We're seeing, you know, all these successes and the individuals, the teachers that are putting in that time, a lot of extra volunteers, you know, if there's a traveling something. So, it's a lot of, it's really neat to see.
It's really cool.
All right, what else? Anything else over there?
Yes, so we also, on Wednesday, March 18th, the Buford Chamber Choir performed at the SCMEA Choral Concert Festival held at Lexington 2 Fine Arts Center, and they earned a superior rating in level 4. And Andrew Jackson High School was also there, and they did, their high school course select was there, and they also earned a superior with distinction in level 4. So just some more, choral
top
things
of the top.
Going on.
Yeah. Those are some singing kids over there in the Lancaster School District.
AJ,
they really are.
AJ Middle School's choir performed at Carowinds recently. So just, again, a lot of wonderful things happening with the arts.
Great.
Our fine arts coordinator works tirelessly to get those, not only these items scheduled and working with these individuals in fine arts across the district, but also coordinating our buildings and our facilities for lots of field trips, artists in residence, those types of things. And so it's really good to see the culminating part. And we celebrate it during March, but however things are going on all throughout the year.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. Ashley said it best. Some kids excel in the classroom. Some kids excel on the athletic field. For others, it's the arts, and the arts community can take them very far in life. And as we have learned time and time again, you've got to have a well-balanced community. Every city loves to have a really active arts base because that brings in more tourism dollars and more people. So congratulations to all those young people in Lancaster, whether their art is like physical or it's musical or singing, you're making yourself a name for yourself, right?
Right.
And you're going out there and you're getting judged, you're getting critiqued.
Lots
and
of
that's
life
the
skills
real world.
Come out of that as
Absolutely.
Well.
That's right. I mean, you could be sitting here on the
WHI. That's exactly right.
I was in the band in Lancaster County, was drum major. And
we hope they do because I don't want to sit here forever.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you got a couple of them ready, we could start priming the pump now, Elizabeth.
That's right.
For sure. Succession plan. You learn how to perform. You learn how to get in front of people. You learn how to take criticism and critiques. That's right. So, all right. Well, her name's Elizabeth Bryant. Again, she's with the Lancaster County School District. She will let us know soon as they have a new superintendent in the Lancaster School District, and we can't wait.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you. Yeah.